Hey everyone, you're listening to Flying Japan, episode 44, the multitasking episode. Ah yes, the multitasking episode. Why is it the multitasking episode? Well, I realized that I could probably get more podcasts done if I actually just fit them into my actual schedule. One of the things I like to do is try to squeeze as much out of my own time as I possibly can, and with my work schedule now and my school schedule, that seems to be an imperative. So it is Monday night, October 29th, 2 days before Halloween. Thank you for listening and welcome to the podcast. I'm currently walking to the Yurikamome station now, or the Yurikamome Sen, here in the Odaiba area, and getting ready to take the train home. And what I'll do is I'll break this podcast up into bits and try to get as much as I can done, take my time walking so I can spend some more time with you guys, and hopefully give you some interesting insights. I wanted to write back to everybody who ended up leaving comments on the blog about episode 43. Seems like I touched a little, not a nerve, but I touched a point there that many people can relate to, especially those who are overseas. So I'm glad to see that some of you see where I'm coming from and have been willing to share your experiences in general with me as well. So I thank you for that. What's going on here? Well, my work schedule has changed quite a bit, and now I'm realizing that in order to maximize my time here, I need to be doing things such as what I'm doing now, which is talking to you. But I'm almost kind of doing this as an experiment, so what I'm going to do is talk about a topic in between the stations here, and I will also... it's probably going to be a lot of wind. It's kind of windy out right now. Hopefully I'm protecting the phone. But what I'm going to do is, I can't focus with the wind here. I feel like it's really, really loud. It'll be one of those unbearable podcasts to listen to. At least it's not raining. I can deal with wind if it's not raining. Okay. I'm going to get some studying done on the train and get some podcasting done in between. I find that I can't really study all that well when I'm walking. So I'll try to fit both of these things in together. I also can't really podcast all that well when I'm studying, so if I do it this way, I might actually get a little bit of both done. It is about 7 o'clock, and I'm finally leaving work. My day started off at about 7 when I left home and started off to work or to school. And today was actually a little weird because what happened was is the Tozai Sen stopped working, and I ended up getting on the Chuo Sen, heading over to Shinjuku, going up and around, and then working my way back the other way, and it took me an extra hour just to get to school today, so I ended up being late, and as a result, I got the little late paper from the train station. They give you these little pieces of paper, and once I gave that paper to my teacher, they pretty much don't mark you down for a late absence. They're pretty mental about that stuff, even if they like you, so I'm not even sure if they like me or not, but they're pretty mental about it, so I made sure to get the paper. I actually had to. I had to get one from the Chuo Sen because it was running late. So the train I took to avoid the train that just stopped all of a sudden was actually late as well, so I got hit doubly so today. And what was actually weird about the train stopping today is that when the train stopped, actually, I didn't even really see the train because they stopped everybody from getting on the train at the wicket where you go through to place your ticket, and that was the first time that that's ever happened to me. Usually, the worst thing that happens is they make you wait on the platform for the train, or you're waiting in the train with the doors actually open. So this was a little different experience, and I tried to get some information, but so far that's been pretty unsuccessful. But my guess is they wanted not for you to not see whatever it was that had happened down there. So I guess we can just leave that to the imagination. I know the suicide rate is pretty high, and there have been quite a few trains that I've been on that have been delayed because of accidents on the line, not necessarily with my train, but on the line, that have prevented them from going through. So hopefully nothing bad really happened, and hopefully no one was hurt. But we all know these things really do happen. I just thought it was kind of strange they wouldn't let us on the platform. And I was also told by some classmates who were also there and waited around that the train came 5 minutes later. So to add a little bit of insult to injury there, I was late going into class today. But it was fun. It was an adventure, and I got to see an above-ground train while I was on my way to school today, which is rare. Because all the trains I take, with the exception of the Yurikamume, which is usually at night, are below ground. So I feel like a tunnel rat on my way to school. So it was kind of nice to see the daylight. Kind of weird, too, because I hadn't seen the daylight in so long in the morning. But it was definitely a change of pace, and it's nice to shake things up a little bit. So there you go. Okay, well, I am at the train station now, so I'm going to study for the next 10 minutes or so while this train moves into the next station, and then be back with you in a moment. See you soon. Okay, we just got off the train. Now headed through the wicket. Hopefully they let me out. Let's see. Alright. Okay, so in this little section, I think I have about 2 minutes before I make it to the platform, so I'm going to do a little addendum to one of the Office episodes. Something I just noticed today. When there is a document that needs to be checked by multiple people, they actually attach a little sheet to the top of the document that has a slot for everybody on the team. And there's two columns next to each person's name. And the first column is whether or not that person is required to read it. And the second column is for whether or not they have actually read it. So if an important document comes through, a paper document, which there are many of, the two administrative assistants on the team, will take the document and take it to our section head and determine who needs to review it, or if he gives it to them, he'll let them know who needs to review it, and they will put that top little sheet of paper and attach it to the top of the document. Now, that piece of paper doesn't cover the whole document. It's just like a little corner piece. But it's an interesting sort of low-tech way for people to make sure that they've seen and reviewed any particular document. And I noticed that today when I was leaving and watching what a few people were working on, and noticed that they were actually working on some of those documents. It's kind of interesting. I wonder if that would work in a U.S. office. Usually, people just mail things around, either through intra-office mail if they're not in the same location, or they will just send them a soft copy via email. So, I've noticed there are plenty of things that we get that I get in hard copy form, and only upon request or insistence do I get that in soft copy form. But many people have sort of expected me to ask for the soft copy now, especially because... oh, wait, we're going to run to the train. Hold on. Let's see if we can get on. Oh, it looks like we'll get on, so I'm going to have to let you go. Here we go. We'll be right back. day, an hour, going up an escalator. I'm here. Where am I? This is a stop I get off at all the time. I never remember. Oh, it's Tsukishima, which stands for Moon Island. Where was I in my conversation? Oh, yeah. So people have expected to give me soft copies just because I like to machine translate them. It helps in getting a lot of the kanji I don't know in a format where I can easily recognize it and understand what's going on. Sorry about this. So, through the gate again. So I get a lot of my stuff in soft copy, but every once in a while I'll get something weird on my desk with my name on it. I get one of those little papers with the checkbox, and I usually end up just thumbing through it and going, checked it, okay, great. And it's usually nothing important, nothing that pertains to my work directly. We've gotten, let's see, there's like advertisements for spas and stuff. It's really strange. And it's actually kind of strange that they handed to me to have me check it. And I'm beginning to think it's one of those mandatory, you know, we need to make sure our employees can have a day off and give them deals on spas and onsen trips and things like that. That's usually what we get. The thing that these guys were working on, obviously, was not that. I don't think they were staying till past 7 p.m. reading about different onsen deals, package deals, vacation deals. But it's kind of funny that they use the same method for both types of important documents that must be read, and we must ensure that everybody's not going to blow the other way. When the weather changes rapidly, the wind through the train stations actually increases quite a bit. And Tsukishima is pretty well known for being really, really windy. If you come in on like in the middle of the day, usually there's this one staircase if you come off the, Toyosu. If you come off the Yurakucho line in Toyosu and start heading up street level, you'll see what I mean. And do it in between seasons, it's kind of fun. You can almost do like this lean sort of thing and do like this Michael Jackson impression. It's pretty cool. Okay. So now I'm at the platform, and we got about, 4 minutes now before the train comes. So now that I'm stationary, I'm going to whip out the books again and start some more studying, and I'll catch you guys street side real soon. Standing on the escalator, letting the people pass, having them look at me while I'm on the phone, but that's okay, I don't care, because I'm talking to you guys. Okay. Well, we're finally done with the really long train ride. It's not really long. I got about 2 or 3 review worksheets studied. During this time here, I have a conference call for work later tonight, about 9 o'clock or so, I believe. So, have a little bit of time to eat some dinner, do some more studying, and then get back to work. At least for about an hour or so, maybe a half hour, if I'm lucky and can cover everything in that amount of time. So what else? Well, yeah, so I just wanted to share the little weird thing that I noticed about work. And, I mean, between two businessmen, they're kind of looking at me a little strange, but that's right. I don't mind too much. Getting kind of used to it. Let's walk up the stairs. Hey, want to go to a convenience store? Try and get something to eat for dinner. All right, why don't you come along? I'll tuck you in my pocket, and you can come. Okay, here we go. That was brilliant. Two funny things happened while I was in the store. One, I thought I would try to give a commentary about my choices. And as soon as I started, because I was looking at the vitamin water, I'm like, I think I'll have some vitamin water. And I realized there was a woman standing right next to me. And I think that she thought I was talking to her. And she kind of like walked away and looked over her shoulder. So I think I scared her. I think that would scare me too if someone just sort of walked in and started saying stuff. But, three funny things. I don't know if it caught it on the recording, but as soon as I walked in, there was like this 70s, like, I don't know, it's kind of weird, funky music. Got me in a funky mood. But the problem is that the speaker was right under where all the feminine products were. So I was going to stand under the speaker so you guys could get a little audio clip of that, but as soon as I got over there, I realized where I was, and I had to walk away. And then the third thing was, right when I left, there's this song on, and it's like, Lost Sins, like as soon as I'm leaving. So I was reminded yet again of the convenience store that's satisfying my needs. So that was kind of interesting. So let's see, talked about being late today, talked about what I noticed at work. I had some other topic that I was going to talk about, but I forgot. Oh, yeah, just the general thing of trying to squeeze as much time in as possible. And I think maybe this episode 44, we should call it the multicast, multitasking cast. I don't know. I guess there's no point in really naming it. It'll probably just be episode 44, multitasking. But it's kind of funny how a lack of time will really get you to be creative in terms of squeezing in time when you know you have the opportunity to. So that is one skill that I've definitely learned while being out here. But the downside of that is when you are not busy, or when you do have some real downtime, you sort of feel like there's something you should be doing. And I was looking at my GTD list today as I was organizing the things I have to do for the next few weeks. And I realized that there's a lot of stuff on there that really doesn't have due dates. There are things that I said I would do, but I don't have due dates on them, so I think I'm going to go through and turn those things into someday tasks and revisit them when I have a little more free time instead of having them sort of stare me down in the face. Some of the things that I really ought to do, but some things really aren't necessary at this time. They're sort of more like someday maybe things. I've got a ton of those things on there. One is like, one of them was hang out with penguins until I went to Miyajima and went to the aquarium there, and they had a little penguin show. That was really cool. Not as cool as I thought it would be, but it really kind of wasn't like hanging out with penguins, like giving them high fives or anything. But, I mean, they were right there in front of you, and you could take really close-up pictures, and they were free to walk around and stuff, so that was kind of cool. I think another one that's on there is, to write a book. That's something I would love to do. What I want to do is sort of like a photo essay book of the 100 most interesting people I've met and like a little blurb about them, just sort of for posterity. And I wanted to do it of all pictures that I've taken and come up with a list of qualities about each person that I admire and how I think that person has contributed to my own life in some way. I think that'd be a kind of a fun project, something a little reflective to do. And so there are a ton of things like that that are on my list right now. But there's also some practical things like consolidate my budget and my fiance's budget together, since we're now making some longer term plans for paying off debt and stuff like that. So, you know, there's some small things there. Kind of scary, huh? It's all for the better, and it's all things I'm looking forward to. But there's a lot of things on there that I've just sort of like, they're more projects than any individual tasks. So I think I need to sort of get those things off my list and then just reevaluate them when I have the time. I think, you know, I really wanted to talk about GTD and getting things done and all that, because in a lot of ways, I don't give it enough credit. It really has made me more productive, but I think it also makes it very easy to get into a sort of Nazi mode with capturing everything that goes on in your life and trying to just come up with different ways to process it. I think the one thing that it has done is anything that I have absolutely had to do. I'm trying to think. Just, man, that's a weird sentence, huh? I'm trying to think of how I would even translate that. Like, so what would that be? Shinaito dame koto. Shinaito dame da koto. I don't know. So anything that if I didn't do, it would be bad. I've gotten done. So in that sense, it's been really good, but also staring at all these different things that are in front of you that you haven't accomplished yet, it's kind of gets it to be a little pointless, or a little aggravating. It's not pointless, it's aggravating to see all that stuff all the time, and you say, I'm going to do that later, and it just makes you more aware of your procrastination. But if you sort of put that thing in another list and then reevaluate it maybe once a week, once a month, kind of take a look at some of the things that are important to you, it might be a little easier to deal with. So I'm definitely going to give that a shot in a few days, clear some of that stuff off my plate. But I got a lot going on with school, trying to get ahead, staying on top. Everything's great, but just trying to get ahead, since I know things will just get busier and busier. And, the last thing I wanted to talk about, I did my first, shall I call it, solo presentation in front of a Japanese audience today. Most of it was in English, but we did throw a little bit of Japanese in there, and I think I'm doing a series of presentations. I think we have 8 scheduled over the next 4 to 5 months. I think it really comes down to 4 months, because all of November, December, January, February, yes, in the next 4 months. And I'm hoping that with each one I can, you know, begin substituting more English with Japanese, and maybe by the time I'm out of there, we will be able to do a complete presentation in Japanese. Wouldn't that be nice? So, there you have it. I'm just waiting to cross the street, and at the last busy intersection before my home, so should get a little quieter. But yeah, so I hope, I hope I've given a sense of what my trip home is like, a true commute cast, but not, I spared you sort of the boring train rides. I think in total you missed about, 35 minutes of actual train riding, somewhere around there, so consider yourself spared. Okay, so that's going to do it. I will edit this later. Maybe if I feel spunky later tonight and I'm not too tired, I will try to put my nose to the grindstone and get this edited too. But this probably won't come out until later this week. And until then, I will see you guys soon. Take care. Bye.